to the Saturday 6 selections, and we have 2 cross-channel selections and 4 at home at the Curragh. Let's hope it makes the morning inspection as we speak. But first up, we're going in the 3:20 at Uttoxeter. Very heavy ground expected at the Midlands venue, but Happy and Fine from the Alex Hales yard, the mount of Brian Carver, catches my eye. Off top weight of 11 stone 10, did win 2 races earlier this season at Haydock and Leicester, where it was quite testing on both occasions. Pulled up around year at the race won by Judy's Destiny at Cheltenham, when nothing really seemed to go to plan. He was caught out and was going very well. I know it was only 3 in a race at Chepstow last time, tipped up at the 4th last, quite unluckily, and he was just about to have taken charge of the contest off an identical mark here. I think we'll take a fair bit of beating. Second selection, I was close to napping this one up for the Saturday 6, goes in the Rosebery Handicap at 2:20 on the all-weather at Kempton. God be with the days this was run on the turf, when it was always a really, really good handicap. Still is, but Old Horovian off a mark of 75, I think is very well treated for the Andrew Balding yard, the mount of Oisin Murphy. 2 wins last season at Lingfield and Wolverhampton, ran well on both occasions, was then 6th to Haskai and Israel in a Group 3, the Ashton Park Stakes. He was all set to finish 2nd later on, but he just seemed to lose his action. And he did go hard early on. He might have picked up a slight injury on that, but he can run well fresh. I think his mark is really exploitable. And that is our second selection, number 9, Old Horovian, in the Rosebery at 2:40 at Kempton. Next up, third selection goes in the alleged stakes at the Curragh 2:55. I'm going for the bottom one here, John Joe Murphy's White Birch, who was 3rd to Auguste Rodin in last year's Epsom Derby. It won the bet up and under in the Ballysack Stakes, which of course is on this weekend, the Sunday racing at Leopardstown, first time up, and then finished runner-up, only beaten in neck by the Foxes in the Dante Stakes at York. He finished up the year by getting a bit, he ran poorly, I thought, in the Irish Derby, and then was beaten by Adelaide River in his final outing. But real deep ground will suit this one. Billy Lee aboard, and that's my selection in that contest, number 9, White Birch. The fourth selection goes in the Mile Handicap at 3:25, and Duke of Lega from the Mick Mulvaney yard, the mount of Chris Hayes, was well enough beaten on season reappearance behind Janubi, who won very readily, and Mr. Rangu was placed in that contest, who reopposed on identical terms here. Crystal Black will make the market here, but I can't see him going the very heavy ground. But for me, I like the chances of Duke of Lega, who was 2nd to Paddington in a Madrid handicap. If we knew that, then it would have a right few quid on him next time up, when he did win at Nace. The fifth selection goes in the Sprint Handicap at 5:05, and I'm taking a bit of trust here that Big Gossie will have come on from his initial outing at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago, has run well at this track in the past. His mark is really inflated of 106, but Robert Wearty takes 5 valuable pounds off. I think he's got a bit of a chance. He could dominate this if Verheyen, who didn't fire last time out, doesn't go up early, and I just think at 14-1 is cracking value. Final selection app of the 6 goes in the 5:35, the Tote new online at tote.ie handicap over 1.5 miles. The one I like here is number 4, Neptune Staircase from the Ger Lyons yard, off a mark of 75, was 2nd beaten at odds on last season on his final appearance behind odds on, sorry, Queenstown was the odds on favourite. That was a good effort, narrowly denied on that occasion. It ran well and 2 runs on deep ground. Owners, David Spratt and his partners, are very shrewd. I don't think they'd have held on to a horse, a 4-year-old, going into this season unless they thought they'd have a good yardstick to fire at. And the handicap mark is appealing to me. Colin Keane aboard. I think he'll give him his running. Ger Lyons team in good form. And that's the nap for me. Number 4, Neptune Staircase in the 5:35 at the Curragh.